Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? How do I start writing crochet patterns? Well, as long as you have a design in mind and you know what the standard terms are, then you just start writing. There are no qualifications or certifications to start writing crochet patterns. It's just all about making sure that you write something that your customers can follow and they can recreate your design as they see it. There are certain information that you have to include in every crochet pattern. You have to remember things like your hook size, what type, weight, and brand of yarn you're using, what the gauge is, which terms you're using, and what the abbreviations that you're using are, if you're using UK or US terms, and any other materials that they need to make your pattern. You need to have good clear photos of the finished item, plus any special steps that might need a bit of extra instruction. But otherwise, that's it. When you're reading a crochet pattern, you're following the instructions step by step. So writing a crochet pattern is just doing it backwards. You need to write down the instructions so that it can be followed step by step to recreate your design exactly as shown in the photos. Writing a crochet pattern is much like following a recipe. You just have to follow the steps and make sure you get everything in there. And as long as you do that, that's it. Nobody is going to tell you that you're a crochet pattern writer. You just have to do it. And yes, there are various things involved, but it's easy enough once you get into it. But like any new thing that you start, it takes time to learn. It takes time to get comfortable with it and perfect your process, but after a while it becomes second nature. And then it's really about choosing the right designs that will suit your audience. Then it's about how to sell it so that everyone can be sure that they know what they're getting, that gaining that reputation so that your customers know that your patterns are good, well written, and can be followed easily. It takes time to build that reputation. It takes time to build that following. Much like selling what you make, you have to gain a reputation and grow your brand. But writing and selling crochet patterns is much easier and far more profitable than selling what you make, because the best thing about them is that you just sell them over and over again. You do the work once and you're just selling it the same thing. It's all automated. You don't even have to send anything out every time you make a sale. The platforms that you sell your patterns on make it so that it's all automatic. There's nothing else for you to do once you've loaded it into your selling site. All you've got to do is market it. Once you've sold it, job done. It's all about the marketing and gaining that reputation for having a well-written pattern. So what resources are there out there to help you get started? Well, I have one for you. I've got a checklist of all the essential elements that you need to include in a crochet pattern. I'm going to put a link to that download below this episode. It's completely free. Just click download and it'll be straight into your inbox. Another great place to go is the Yarncraft Council. On their website, they have a huge number of resources, such as standard abbreviations for terms. They've also got the standard sizes for all kinds of different things and the measurements for clothing. It's a fantastic resource for any pattern writer, and I would highly encourage you to go take a look. I'd also encourage you to go take a look at Ravelry. This is the number one pattern selling site. and it's got a great community forum, and you can go and explore there and make connections with other pattern writers, and you can ask them about their experiences as well. So it's a great place to find out what how other people have experienced it and get tips to selling patterns. And that's really it. Getting started, it can feel like a massive leap, but it's also a fantastic business decision because the more you build your pattern library, the more money you will make from it, and it is far easier than selling what you make, and you can make money on your days off. You can actually take a break knowing that there's still money coming in. So, writing your own crochet patterns is something I would definitely recommend if you're in this for the long term.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I hope that's given you some things to think about. And if you'd like to hear more about what's going on in Crochet Business School and would like tips, advice, and want to know when the next podcast is out, then subscribe to my newsletter using the link below. So that's it from me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.